Okay, so the Gemara. So the Gemara says like this. It's on Zion Amud Beis. Okay? Shogig. Prat lemezer. That excludes if you do a mezer. Okay? Excludes if you do a mezer. Mezer? Pshita? Barakatalahu? What do you need to exclude from me? You need a lemon to teach me that if someone kills b'mezid, he doesn't go to galus. Of course, if you kill b'mezid, then you're killed. You're barakat Allah. So you don't need to exclude that. It's possible. All right. So it says no. I'm a Rava. Against Yisrael, he thinks that you're allowed to kill a Jew. That's his mazid. That's what it means, he's mazid. It doesn't really mean he's mazid. It's just that he thinks you're allowed to kill, so he intentionally kills. But he thinks you're allowed to. So that's what it is. So you might think such a person goes to galus. So it teaches you, no, he doesn't. Okay. So Mar says, Amale Abayi, Omer Mutter, Onasu. If he's Omer Mutter, then he thinks he's a mother, then he really isn't on us. Because so what do you want to do? He thinks you're allowed to kill. Right, so how are you treating it like it's a show gig? Right? Treating it like it's a show gig, and you're saying you think he goes to galus. Right, and you're excluding it. It's pashut. He's an honest. If he's on my mother, then he's an honest. Right, an honest obviously doesn't go to galus, so you don't have to exclude it. Rashi. Oh no, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Anasu, Rashi says, Vehechu Koro Mezit. How could you call him Mezit? Because you're telling me that's what the Gemara does. The Gemara says it's Mezit. It's interesting he does that. But then the Gemara says, Pratla Mezit is excluding Mezit. What's it talking about? So he says, oh, it's talking about it excluding a case of a guy who's Omer Mata, who says that it's Mata. But then why are you calling that Mezit? That's not Mezit. That's an Anas. He thought it was Mata. So that's don't say Pratla Mezit. How is that Mezit? Why is it we're calling that Mezit? So it's very nice you want to exclude that case, but don't call him Ezim. So it says no. It says Amalei Shiny Omer, Omer Mutter calls him Ezim. No, I would say that an Omer Mutter is close to Mezid. Okay, he's Karl Mezid. I would think he's Karl Mezid. So and therefore I think you're Chayev. So that's what it's telling you. No, it's not true. It's not true. You're not Chayev. Okay, you're not Chayev for that. Omer Mutter is not Chayav Galus. Okay. So Kamash 1, he doesn't because it says Vishkaga. So it excludes that guy. Like, I might think that guy, Omer Mutter, is considered like Shogeg enough. Right? But they don't have to get Galus. It's teaching you now. Vishkaga means it excludes that guy. A guy who thinks you're allowed to kill is excluded by the Pasuk. It's not considered like a shogi. It's not considered like a shogi. Okay. So what's the why? So this is important to us here, I think. El prat la omer mata. He says kasha. Vegave chela vegave shabbos tachsiv v'shneim shkaga. By shabbos and by chela, but you bring carbon if you do it b'shkaga. Right, the chayavim perak lagodol b'tinuk shneishva ben anachrim. If you have a tinuk shneishva, which is a Jew who basically is captured amongst the goyim, and he doesn't know, he thinks that he doesn't know about Shabbos, he doesn't think he's even Jewish, right? So the Gemara, that's Omer Mutter, obviously, right? He thinks he's Mutter, but yet it's considered shogeg. Any chayav karba? So you see, Omer Mutter is considered shogeg. The pasuk says shogeg there, so you see, it is considered shogeg. So if that's the case, so then in this case also, he should be chayav galus. How could you tell me Bishkaga is excluding a case of Omer Mutter? Right, he's excluding that. But why are you excluding that? By there it's Shogeg. Right, by these cases it says Shogeg and yet you're Chayev. So you're also Yishvi Chayev Galas. Shogeg. And the very Lima that you're Potter over here is because there's Bishkaga. Bishkaga means to exclude this case, right? Which means a shogeg. So how does it exclude it? The same word applies over there, and it's not excluded. So the Tosa's answer is Yeshlomer the shiny hacha the chsiv shkaga yisera mutei omer mutter. It says the word shkaga extra. There's an extra Bishkaga. So if you just had one shkaga, then you'd say, oh, omer mutter is included. But since it says the word b'shogeg an additional time, so it's teaching you that omer mutter is excluded. Is excluded. Okay? Which is funny. So it turns out like this. As in general, in other areas of halacha, if a guy thinks that it's mutter, he thinks you're allowed to violate Shabbos. He doesn't think there's such a thing as Shabbos. That's considered shogeg. That's considered shogeg. But here, you say no. It's like Karav Amezer or something like that. And the Torah is excluding it and saying, yeah, it's too much of Amezer. And you don't get galas for it. All right, so the question is, I guess, what's the idea? What's the idea? What's the deal with Omer Mutter? Why would you say that he does get galas? And what's the teaching you? No, that he doesn't get galas. For some reason, Torah is teaching you, this is different than all other areas. All other areas, that's considered shogeg. But here, no, it's not shogeg, you don't go to galas.
What's the shogeg
in this area? The positive of Vishka, yeah, I guess so.
How do you know if he's
extra word of Vishka? Actually, it's funny, it's because Matt's pointing out it's funny, because the Gemara says, Abaye says, what do you mean, Omer Mutter, that's honest? And the Gemara says, oh, no, because I think it's because it's Karav LeMezid. So it's funny how on one moment you're calling it honest, which is a total accent, on the other hand, you're calling it Karav LeMezid, which one, how could the same thing be both? But that's what Rashi says, Anasu, he takes it out of plain pshat. He says it means, Vehechu koro mezer. He doesn't mean he's really honest. He just means, why are you calling him honest? Why are you calling him mezer? It's an accident. It doesn't mean it's like a real honest. He just means, the guy didn't know. Anasu, why are you calling him mezer? He didn't know. He didn't know it was also to kill. So it says, no, I didn't mean mezer. I meant karov the mezer. But not that Abaye really thought, not that they really thought that it's an honest. Because that's not honest. Honest means some crazy thing happens. Yeah, you killed the guy. So, you didn't know, fine. But it's not claiming that it should really be an honest. It's just claiming that it shouldn't be called mezid. Don't call it mezid. Where it says no, when it says mezid, it doesn't mean mamish mezid. It just means karav mezid. It's like karav mezid. Right? That's what Rashi's doing that. And it's good. I mean, how many is like everything else in the Torah? Is that's a shogeg. A shogeg could be either you knew this aser, but let's say you didn't know it's Shabbos, or you didn't know, you knew it was Shabbos, but you didn't know this was aser, or you didn't even know there's such a thing as Shabbos. I mean, a lot of different models of shogeg, but shogeg means basically you didn't know. Right? You could have known, you should have known, you didn't know. So now you didn't realize, you didn't mean it. So maybe so you could kill the shogeg means either you could say you didn't mean to kill, or you mean you meant to kill, but you didn't know killing was prohibited. So you were violating, you're a murderer, you're violating the sin of Rizicha, right, of killing, b'shogeg, you're shogeg vis-a-vis the Aveira, right, vis-a-vis the chait of killing. So it's like anything else. So why not? So what's the limud of just teaching you not chayev? You don't go to galus for that. Why not? After all, you're Shkaga. He says, no, here it's different than everywhere else, because it's an extra pasuk. But what's the concept? Why should it be different?
Well, but the Gol Adam is still after him.
Okay, so maybe like this. I mean, Matt, I think that's what you're saying, Matt, but I'm just going to maybe make it a little clearer. Okay, so there's a difference between murder and Shabbos and Chalav, another Chatayim. And a simple way to look at it is that you don't need Torah for this phenomenon of murder. Okay, this is maybe a little bit what you're talking about, Yonah, but there's such a thing as murder. Murder means killing a person. It's like an action, which is a certain type of an action, which is like, it has a character irrespective of, for instance, if I murder someone, it's not like it's not just that I violated Lo Sirtzach. The fact that the Torah asked Lo Sirtzach. There's a phenomenon of a murderer. Okay, it's a human crime, or a crime against humanity, or whatever, that I'm killing another person. There's a phenomenon. This before the Torah came along, there's such a thing as murder. The Torah created this or Shabbos, and created this or Chalav. But the idea of a murder is a crime against another human being, because you're killing a person. Now, it's true the Torah took that up and made an Isser called Osirzach. Okay? But the phenomenon of the crime of murder predates Torah. Predates Torah. You know, when a guy is Omer Mutter, he thinks it's Mutter, so he thinks that Torah didn't prohibit murder. But there's no such thing as a guy who doesn't know that that's murder. That he's murdering someone and it's a crime against the person. He's just killing, he's killing somebody else. So he's involved. You'll say, was he shogeg? So I'll say it depends. He is shogeg vis-a-vis the Avera of Los Yirtzach. But he's not a rotzeach b'shkaga. There's a phenomenon of a murderer which exists outside of the technical iser. So he said, like, how could a guy not know it's wrong to murder? So he says, that's crazy. A guy can't know it's wrong to murder. He says, what kind of guy with the mind knows it's not wrong to murder? But he doesn't know the Torah answered it. He didn't know that's part of 613 mitzvahs. He thought the Torah does other stuff. He didn't know the Torah does that kind of thing. Or whatever. He didn't know that Torah technically comes under or whatever. Whatever the case is. Alright, how does Rashi even say it? He says, Shemutter la'arog es Yisrael. He says, mutter. He meant mutter means like in the law, in the legal system of the Torah, he thought it was mutter. Right? But it doesn't mean that the bottom line is, but was he a, is he a, is it intentional manslaughter? Yeah, of course it's intentional manslaughter. He's killing a person on purpose. So what it's saying is, the Limud is saying is that Gullus is not just for people who violate the Isser of Lo Tzirtzach B'Shogeg. Okay, who violate that Isser B'Shogeg. But Gullus is for Rotzeach B'Shogeg. For a person who's an involuntary murderer, who's a murderer by accident. It's not for willful murderers. For a guy who kills on purpose, who's a voluntary manslaughter, he doesn't deserve galus. He doesn't deserve the kapara of galus. He's shogeg vis-a-vis the technical aveira. Yeah, that's true. See, korban chatos for violating shabbos b'shogeg or violating chayla b'shogeg, that's for breaking the system b'shogeg. And I broke the system b'shogeg. I broke the system b'shogeg. I thought it was mutter. I didn't know we weren't allowed to do that. But the thing is, Gullus is not for, I mean, or not exclusively for someone who broke the system, this particular Isser in the system. This is one Isser amongst many Isser. What's the Gullus or Miklat is for the phenomenon of an unintentional murderer. And this guy is, the extra Bishkaga teaches you that the Shkaga is not sufficient. It's not just an ordinary Shkaga. But the Shkaga must extend to the murder has to be Bishkaga. So it's like a dual Bishkaga. It's not just Shkaga vis-a-vis the Avera, but it has to also be Shkaga vis-a-vis the murder. And in this sense, he's amazed vis-a-vis the murder. In a certain sense, he is amazed now. Because vis-a-vis the murder, he really is amazed. He was intentionally murdered. And he's a murderer intentionally. Now, it's not amazed in the technical halachic sense, because he's honest vis-a-vis the Isser. Vis-a-vis the Isser, he's really an honest. He didn't know. But he partakes of mezid. Karl mezid means he like partakes of a characteristic of mezid in that the murder is mezid. But the avera is b'shogeg. It's an avera b'shogeg, but the murder is b'mezid. The crime of murder, the act of murder is b'mezid. So it's saying is the extra b'shkaga teaches you that he has to be shogeg not only vis-a-vis the avera, but also vis-a-vis the murder. That's what maki nefesh b'shkaga, that's the puzzle. He's not a maki nefesh b'shkaga. He's a maki nefesh on purpose. He's a murderer. He just wanted to kill the guy. That's not a maki nefesh b'shkaga. Gullus is for certain types of people. Certain types of people get the protection of gullus. Unintentional murderers. It's not for serial killers who just don't know the Torah answered murder. So it's different than the other kabanos. Other kabanos are for breaking the system, and if you didn't know that it was breaking the system, then you didn't know it was breaking the system, and then you get a kapara. But this is not about the system per se. It may also be about the system, but it includes as an extra shkaga. I mean, I don't know if you can define shkaga outside of the system, but it's incorporating an additional element to the shkaga. He's karel amazed because he partakes of amazed insofar as the maisa is concerned. It seems like ultimately you can't call him amazed because ultimately we're in the Torah system. So if vis-a-vis the avera is shogeg, he does like technically be like he's not amazed. He's honest vis-a-vis the crime. And that's what he says. He can't really call him Mezid. Because ultimately it's an Isser in the Torah. But it's Karov Mezid means is that because the Isser in the Torah takes up a pre-existing crime, and vis-a-vis that underlying crime, he really is Mezid. So therefore, when it comes vis-a-vis the crime, vis-a-vis the killing, he's Karov Mezid. And he can't go to Galus. His Shkaga is lacking. because it's limited to the technical iser, but it's not, doesn't extend to the underlying reality of Resicha. And that's the limit, is that he's excluded. He's excluded from Galus. That guy doesn't go to Galus. It's an extra Vishkaga if you see that. So it's not that obviously he knew it was Asar. He maybe really legitimately never thought it was already an Asar, but it doesn't matter. The point is that, but vis-a-vis Resicha, he was amazing. Resicha, he was amazing. So let me leave you the problem. What I'd like to do tomorrow, think about this tomorrow, what I'd like to do tomorrow is there's a top tosis. Seems to have a Havamina. You look at top tosis, so it's not that complicated. And top tosis, and then I think the next case is next case in the Gemara. If you try to kill an animal and you kill a person, whether you consider what you get else for that. Okay, next case in the Gemara.